DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com.
All hits on a Tuesday evening. P48.com.
Just as long as it doesn't have that annoying Bravo guy. You know that annoying Bravo guy where it's just like, tonight on Bravo. On Bravo! And he's like always like some weird, like he sounds like he's calling in on a telephone and they do that on purpose.
I don't watch Bravo. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But I get the concept of what you're saying.
From the palatial Pride 48 studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by The Millionaire Matchmaker, only on Bravo. Patty Stanger is back and better than ever in Season 7 of Bravo's hit docuseries, The Millionaire Matchmaker. Check them out on bravo.tv, and don't forget to use the special TV watching code DI Plus for $1 million, or I got nothing, really. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Millionaire Matchmaker-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Happy April Fool's Day, Daniel.
I don't believe that you can actually say that. I don't think that that's something that you say. Normally, when you say April Fool's Day to someone, it involves having already made a joke at their expense. You know what I'm saying?
All right, hold on.
Adam, I just wanted to let you know that there's been a horrible automobile accident somewhere, and I believe Mittens is dead.
What? No!
Mittens is dead.
No!
April Fools!
That's not funny.
And then we all laugh and we have a great time.
But that is not. See, April Fool's jokes are supposed to be funny.
Oh, well then, really.
I mean, not tragic. Not like, you know, oh my God, Mittens was on the Malaysia flight or whatever.
He's been missing for 23 days.
I didn't even know. It's amazing.
He has been missing for 23 days. You know what, Adam? It is Tuesday evening, April 1st.
And yes, it is.
At 10:12 p.m., and that can, of course, mean one thing and one thing only, that we are streaming live on Pride48.com. And we are joined this evening in the chat room by a whole host of folk. Who might they be?
Ant, Bear Herman, Brian, that blue jeans guy, definitely not Nico. It's all about Dan. It's all about Carrie, Kath Bacon, Nowhere TJ. I don't know. I'm dyslexic. I was going to say JT for
JT?
Some reason.
Nowhere JT.
P48. RT Cruiser. RT Cruiser.
RT Cruiser. Well, you forgot about Fisty McFisterman.
That person has joined since I started reading. Fisty McFisterson.
Yes.
Or Fisterman.
Yes.
Titty McTwisterman. Good Lord. Cosmic Popsicle. Good Humor Penguin. And, he moved down to the bottom. I'm not saying it again. The list keeps changing. People move up and down.
Wow. People do. People move up and down. And, you know,
Turniphead.
Turniphead. There you go. Excellent. Yeah, I don't know why I have like a weird energy tonight. I don't know why. I feel I was fine. And now I just kind of feel like laid back. I feel like I'm boring people.
You meant you had a good energy. Like
No. Maybe we should just end the show.
Normal, like.
We should just end the show now and save everyone the time. So thanks, everyone, for coming. We appreciate it. And, today is April Fool's.
No, I'm just kidding.
Today is April Fool's Day.
Yes, it is.
I can't believe Carrie's here. Carrie must not have heard the last show because I was pretty sure that I had pissed her off by like midway and that she wouldn't.
You're
actually
always sure that you have pissed off everyone.
She wouldn't have liked them. It's Tuesday, April Fool's Day. But you know, on Friday this past week, it was a national holiday in Squarestown. It was my birthday. I don't know if you knew that or not. There was no mail. Nobody. Everyone still had to go to work, but there was like no services. So like all the restaurants were closed, and all the mail didn't come. And you know, the cops were off, and the fire department was off, and everything. But everyone had to go to work. So it was really kind of a shitty holiday.
It's not really good for the restaurants to be closed on your birthday because then you don't have anywhere to go eat.
I know. I didn't. So we're going to have to make up for it this coming weekend in New York City. But we'll get to New York City. We're going to get to that in just a second. I have to say this because I suck at the internet. I suck at doing, you know, the things that I'm supposed to do on the internet.
Okay. You know, what are you supposed to do on the internet?
Like sending thank you emails and everything like that. And I just suck at it. I wish I didn't, but I really do. So I just have to say this to everyone, not to everyone, but to a lot of people. I have to say, thank you so much, Moose, P, Mark and Ed, Ant, TJ, and Gravitas. Thank you guys so much for the stuff that you might have possibly sent into my email. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Does Gravitas actually, is he still alive? I haven't heard from him in forever. Like, not on our show, not on Big Fatty, not on any of the shows. Like, I haven't heard a thing from Gravitas. Maybe he doesn't listen to podcasts anymore.
Yeah, he's there.
That could be
He's still there. He sent me a little prezi in my email. Thank you very much, Gravitas. Thanks to everyone for telling me, wishing me a happy birthday. There was like 50-something freaking people on my Facebook. And I don't know what you're supposed to do there. Are you supposed to just go out and say thank you to everyone? I just went through and liked all of them. And like I individually liked everyone just to make sure that they like saw that I liked it. But I'm at work and I couldn't, you know, get to everything. So thanks to everyone for wishing me a happy birthday. Thanks for all the cards and the presents. And Jean, my co-host from Walkahol, sent me a you can see it, but they can't see it.
Yeah, I was going to say, for the ones on audio, which is like everyone except for
look, see, you can hear that my microphone is actually moving back and forth, but you're not hearing the mic stand moving. That's because she bought me a boom arm that has a shock mount on it like we used in Vegas.
I have one of those right here.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so actually I was assuming, because a long time ago we used to do video for the ones in the chat room, and we don't do that anymore, so no one is seeing the video except for me.
Right, and you don't even have that window up probably. But yeah, no, it's so thank you, Jean, for the wonderful mic stand. And I didn't have it hooked up when she sent it to me, so I did take a picture of my cat playing in the box, though. He loved the box. So if you guys want to send something really awesome to my house, just send me a box with some stuffing in it. The cats love that shit. They just, he went crazy. It's like my cat.
Do you call your cat
kitty.
Squeaky Kitty as well?
No, I don't. I don't call my cat Squeaky Kitty. Anyway, okay. Thanks to everyone who did ours. There you go. I had a wonderful birthday. I didn't do anything. We stayed in all weekend. We didn't really do anything. Actually, that's not true. I caught up on some movies that I wanted to see. So I did watch several movies, but I knew that we were going to be going out to, you know, the big fancy restaurants this coming weekend when you're here in New York City. So
right.
I just, you know, Robert was like, well, do you want to go out to dinner for your birthday? And I'm like, no, let's just wait and we'll do it. We'll do it when Adam and Mittens are here. So,
well, I hope I can walk whenever I get there. Speaking of,
because you're old.
Well, no. Well, yes, I am old actually, but happy birthday again. I told you happy birthday, but happy birthday again. I did not buy you a mic arm, but you know.
You didn't need to buy me a mic arm.
But no, sometimes when I always go to the gym, but occasionally I will get out of the habit of doing weights and I'll just do cardio because I'm a fiend for the cardio. Like, I'm always doing cardio, but sometimes I get...
Is that why you're
January,
in pain? So you've decided now to like take back up the weights and that's why you're in pain?
Well, yeah, kind of.
I just ruined your whole story, didn't I? I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. So what happens is in January, all the what do they call them? You make a resolution. The resolutioners.
Yes.
In January.
The New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. They decide they're going to start going to the gym, and that weight area gets really busy. So I don't want to go over there. And even though I go to Planet Fitness and they're not supposed to have the lunks, you know, and that's what they call them on their commercials. They do. I mean, they have lunks, you know, they
lunks?
Have the guys posing and dropping the weights and all that kind of stuff, but whatever. And they're all in the free weight area. Mm-hmm. Well, in January, even more of them decide to coalesce on the free weight area. So I stopped going. Well, I've gained like 20 pounds. I mean, you'll think I'm a fat whale when you see me. I mean, seriously.
You know what? That's not possible because I already think you're a fat whale. So
I didn't say you'll start to think I am. I said you'll think I am.
Okay.
So if you already think it, then, you know, fine. I even had to go up to a size medium.
Oh, dear Christ. A medium?
A medium polo shirt. No longer small or extra small.
Do you have the stains on the shirt, though? That's what really separates the whales from the people that are just, you know, like when you look down at yourself at work, because I got to this point like about a year ago. I looked down at the work and I had like little grease spots on my pants from where like I had eaten a hamburger and it had fallen on my lap. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, but those pants had gone through the wash, but maybe they weren't washed well enough. And there's like little grease spots. And it's like all up and down your shirt. You got the little grease spots. That's when you know that you're a whale.
Well, see, the thing is, most of you people don't only see me once a year, so I can fool you into thinking that I'm this tiny little thing, right? Because I can starve myself and be like, well, as I get older, it inches up to more and more weight. But, you know, used to be 130 pounds, then 140, then last year it was 145. Right. But then I come home and I eat like normal, you know, and I'm like back up to my size. Anyway. So, by the way, just as an aside here,
this is why you were so disappointed when we stopped doing video, because I know you bought that special lens that like stretches you out to make you look taller and thinner than you actually
are. And also, you know, now that I have a boyfriend, I can't get on, or he doesn't want me to get on and do the webcam modeling. So I don't have any incentive to be in tip top shape. But anyway, so I decided, OK, I'm going to start doing weights again. And
now that the fatties have given up on their resolutions, you're ready to go back in there.
I'm going to start doing weights again. And you know, the funny thing is, I had a very light day yesterday. All I did was 20 minutes of cardio, and then I did the ab area. Just there's a 12-minute ab area that has some machinery that you do abs. No weights at all.
This is how you know you're fat, when you just describe it as the ab area. Not even your abs, just the general area of
I'm
my
abs. There is an area of the gym.
Just the general area of
it's
my
the
abs.
12-minute ab area of the gym. It has a sign that says 12-minute abs. This is only for 12-minute abs, whatever. So I did that yesterday because it wasn't a chest or leg day or anything like that. So I was just doing some abs. I don't know what I did, but when I woke up this morning, I went to take Sydney for a walk. Yes. And I turned. I just turned like, I don't know. But all of a sudden, the middle part of my back on one side just felt like someone had jabbed a knife in there or something. And it's one of those, it's the shooting pain that you get. Mm-hmm. And it's not always there. It's like just when you move.
Just to troubleshoot this, did you actually check and make sure that like Mittens didn't actually like, you know, hit you with a shiv?
Stab me in the back.
He didn't like stab you in the back. And then I just want, you know, just to clear that up. Just want to make sure.
So all of this to say, so all day long, like I've been sitting, when I go to sit in my chair, I'm like, ugh.
You do. You looked very akin to like a pregnant woman sitting down. You just like, here we go.
And if I get in the right position, it's okay. It doesn't hurt. But as soon as I move my back, just that, and even like
that right there, by the way, right there is a perfect sound drop. I want that as a ringtone. If you get it in the right position, it doesn't hurt. Can I get that as a ringtone, please?
Just if you know how to pull audio. So just putting on my seatbelt, just moving my arm in that position to move my. So around lunchtime, I mean, I was getting these shooting pains when I would move a certain way at my desk. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to go to Walmart and get something. I'm going to get one of those hot, icy hot packs or whatever.
Yes.
Anyway, I found this interesting device. I knew it existed, but I didn't know they sold them for $30, and I didn't know how small it was. Have you ever heard of a TENS unit?
A TENS unit?
Yes.
I have. This is part of the core curriculum that they use in math, right? It's the TENS unit is there, and if you get, I think if you get 9 of them, it makes a 100 unit. No, wait, no, it's no. 10. If you get 10 of the TENS unit, it makes 100 unit.
No.
Oh. Then I don't know what it is.
So this is a little, and I didn't even know it was little because I've heard of these, but I thought it was like this big contraption that only the doctor has.
If you have it in the right position, it doesn't hurt.
So, this little thing, it's battery powered. It takes like little lithium batteries, nothing. It's probably 2 inches by an inch or something, little rectangular thing. And you hook it up to this pad that's sticky, like one of those icy hot pads or something that you would stick. Yeah. And you put it on whatever area and you turn it on, and it has adjustable strength or whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
But basically what it does is it sends electrical pulses into your muscle.
This sounds very much like an e-stim device. So just like,
well, it is kind of, I mean, I wouldn't put it on my dick. I mean, they have don't put this on your neck.
You put a little bit of ointment on it and you place it. So, does it have a little control box that lets you control the pulsing amount that's coming through the...
Well, you control it right on it. On it. There are buttons right on there.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen videos and like this. Yeah.
Basically, it has a rhythm to it. So it's like... Yeah. Bup, 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 and then it goes back to...
Bup, dear God, this bup, is an Easton device.
And... It's cool, though. I mean, at first, it's kind of uncomfortable and maybe slightly painful, but it basically just massages your muscle. And and I kind of like it now. I mean, so I have it running right now. You don't even know.
I know. I do, in fact, know. Hold on just a second. Let me grab this phone call here. Yes, hello. Oops, shit. Damn you, Trellis! You've changed your layout.
Celebrity Death Phone. Frankie Knuckles, legendary house DJ. Frankie Knuckles dies at 59. He was considered the godfather of house music. Many, many, many remixes done by him. So there we go. And this is Christian from.
I was gonna say it's Christian, and he sounds drunk.
He always sounds drunk on the present. Maybe that's just his... I think that's his default.
That's his default?
He sounds drunk sound.
Drunk or stoned, one or the other. I'm not entirely sure which. So Frankie Knuckles, what say you, Frankie Knuckles?
I have no idea, but you know what? We're only giving it... I'm just saying yes.
You don't tell people that because then they're going to start calling you with all kind of shit.
No, we can still say no. I mean, that's a semi... A DJ is a semi-celebrity, so...
Semi-celebrity.
I don't know that person, but I'm sure if I heard it, one of his remixes. Right.
I'm putting the winners over in the text story so that I'll know that the ones that are left are for the after show. All right. There you go. That was just a little Trellis note there for you. Just want to let you know that.
Anyway.
Yes. Yes.
It's very interesting. I put it on my arm, and this was not for any kind of pleasure or massaging. I just wanted to see because it makes your muscle jump.
Yeah, like, I bet you it does. I've seen these videos before.
It's completely involuntary. Like, you're not doing it at all. And I put it on my arm right below my elbow and turned it up, like, all the way. And my pinky started vibrating every time it would pulse. And I couldn't stop it. Like, my pinky. Anyway, it's very entertaining at the very least. I don't know if it's making the pain go away or not. But it definitely does... make your muscles twitch.
It does. You know, this is not going to help anyone. This is not going to help anyone, listening to the show. But there for the chat room, I have posted a video of this device. Let's see if we can
see. God, I fucking do suck. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
That is not it.
That just looks painful.
It's not. First of all,
it really looks painful.
I don't know if anyone in the chat room has used one of those. It's all about Dan said they don't work at all.
They don't.
But
did we congratulate Christian?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, Christian.
Yeah,
congratulations, Christian. You have an entry into. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. So
that's it. So I'm using. So as I walk around New York, if my pain's not gone, I may be pulsing slightly.
All right.
But. For me, at least, it is pulsing. I don't know if it's removing the pain, but it sure is an interesting feeling.
Right. All right. I put this on the old Trellis here because I wanted to make sure that I remembered to do this. But we will do this after the show. So okay. Chat room, if you want to stick around, we're going to make another phone call after the show. We have to call the Satyr Sphere. We have to guess in his mystery musical. So we're going to put in our entry into the guessing of the mystery musical.
All right.
So that's why it's there. So we don't have to talk about it right now, even though I just
The King
did.
And I.
Even though I just did. Say what?
I'm really...
I don't know. Yeah. No, I don't know what it is either. We'll make up something. I don't know what it is. But okay. This is what I... There's two things that I added today onto the old... I keep saying Trellis because I keep listening. Did you listen to the It's All About Me?
No.
You know, they have an interesting theory about Sydney.
I listened to the last two... By the way, last week.
While I'm talking here, I'm going to talk here. After you're done, go ahead. But while I'm doing that, please read the chat room. People have been asking you questions in the chat room that you need to answer.
I was going to say is no. I like I told you last week. I normally listen to them when I'm in the gym, and because I'm having stabbing pain in my back.
Stabbing pain. Now, but this is good. You've saved it up. Now you can listen to it on your plane flight.
I can't plane flight.
Okay. On your plane flight. But by the way, in case we didn't mention, which I know we haven't mentioned, that you are actually coming into New York City on Friday.
I am, yes.
So you'll be here Friday and Saturday evening along with Robert and myself, and we will be also. And we've got some things lined up to do, but we have kind of put out the general call there, and we haven't gotten a lot of response here of like what to do Friday and Saturday night after dinner. We got one person that suggested that maybe we go to the Gym Bar, which is a gay sports bar in Chelsea. So we could do that either Friday or Saturday night. David from the Occasional Fag podcast suggested that we go see Heather's the Musical, which, you know, not something I want to do after dinner. But, you know, in case we couldn't get tickets to Avenue Q, maybe we could go see Heather's the Musical. So I'm still kind of looking for, you know, something to do. The suggestions that are out on the table right now are the Duplex, the Gym, and of course, there's always Stonewall, which Stonewall is not, you know.
Something with hot guys.
Well, you know, it's New York City. There's hot guys everywhere in New York City.
I mean, preferably like some sort of guys in underwear or something.
See, now Nico keeps
that
saying
happens,
Duck Egg.
Right?
Is Duck Eggs an actual bar, Nico? You keep saying Duck Eggs. All right, we're gonna.
So
have to...
I read the entire chat room while you were saying that, and I don't see anything specifically.
Well, that's because you've let it scroll away. Someone wanted to know your Instagram.
Oh, I don't know. Look for Geeky Gay TV. GeeKyGay
You know what?
TV.
Fine. You know what? We're just not going to do anything because no one is giving us anything. We're going to pull out Yelp and we're just going to put in we'll pull out Yelp and we'll search for hot guys. How's that?
Well, look, I told Mark this. I'm coming to see you guys, not necessarily.
Right. Well,
to do anything specific.
We're not hot guys.
No, but I'm saying if I'm going to go to a bar, I need something to look at. I'm just not a bar person.
Right. Well, here, maybe I can help you here because I read this story today. I was very upset by this story.
Okay.
Why did it not save the...
And this is going to help me out at the bar?
No. But you know, we're speaking of hot guys. All right. So
okay.
let me find it here. Do you remember I thought I put the link to the article there.
You didn't.
And I didn't. Do you remember the story of the high school senior who got suspended because he was in a Sean Cody video?
Yes, I do remember that.
Okay. And that happened, I don't know, like a couple of months ago or several months ago?
Could be.
Anyway, long story short, he was 18. He was allowed to do it. He was 18. And of course, his mother is... struggling to make ends meet. He's you know, he doesn't have a father in the household, so it's just him and his mother, and she was struggling to make ends meet, and he could make extra money doing this, and so he did, and he helped, you know, well with the house. So she knew it wasn't like he was hiding it from me. She knew it, and blah blah blah. Anyway, so long story short, I know too late, he got reinstated in school. They basically said, yeah,
copyright cocktails and cream puffs.
He didn't do anything illegal. You know, he's over 18. He's allowed to do that. And so we'll let him back in school. And, you know, he went on. And now, obviously, as a porn actor, this severely helped his career. You know, it raised his visibility, right? So he is now, you know, getting much more popular as a porn actor. So it helps him out.
So he kept doing it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's made more since then. Which, you know, I say good for him, right? But here's what happened. This is a story that was posted on Queerty.com. And what happened is that a high school teacher wrote a letter to Sean Cody, and then, you know, decided to make a stink about it. So he posted it publicly so that we could all enjoy his letter to Sean Cody. Now, this letter personally kind of made me angry. I mean, not angry because there's not enough time to really worry about these people and whatever. But I think there's a lot of fallacious things that are being said here inside this letter. So I just wanted to read it, and so then you can tell me. So this is what he said. This is a letter from a high school teacher to Sean Cody. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready. So this was directly to Sean Cody.
Yes.
Like Sean needed to sit down and read this letter personally.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
I am a big porn fan. I am also a high school teacher. If this situation would have arisen at my school, it would have put me as a gay man in a very delicate position. We teachers are under tremendous scrutiny these days. So, like, right off the bat, right, because one of your students is in gay porn, you're in a delicate situation and you're under scrutiny? That really says more about you than it does about anything else.
Look, I understand. He likes porn, and Sean Cody is a very popular
site. I'm just saying, so what? So one of your students is in porn? You know, straight teachers have to go through this all the time. Are you telling me that as I'm a 40-year-old right? Or a 47-year-old, actually, at this point. It's like, yeah, okay, so it's fun to watch porn and everything, but it's like, if there was some 19-year-old in my class, it's not like it would affect me. It's like, I wouldn't, like...
Well, but if you watched it inadvertently, couldn't you get in trouble if you were watching your student in a porn?
No, it was legal. It was on a site that you paid for or whatever. No, I'm not doing this with him personally. I'm watching a video, you know. So let's say that I'm a teacher and I watch one of my students perform a music video on YouTube, like them playing the guitar or something and singing. It's the same thing. It's not like I coerced him into doing anything. It has nothing to do with me. I didn't do anything other than just watch the thing, right?
Right.
Anyway, I find it funny how suddenly it's all about him. Like, we teachers are under tremendous scrutiny these days. All right, continuing with the letter. You may see Noelle, that's the name of the child, or the young adult, as an adult. But those of us in the education community and most parents see all students in high school as kids until they graduate, regardless if they are 18 or not. Otherwise, okay, the privileges they gain when becoming legal can be counterproductive to keeping them in school and on track to graduating. Now, here's the thing. You know what? We have set in this country an age in which someone becomes an adult, 18. We have agreed on that. And there are plenty of people, of high school seniors who are bored with school or who like have job offers or who have, get pregnant or through other means, who graduate early and go on to live adult lives as soon as they turn 18. Like, there's kids from abusive households that, are counting down the days till they're 18 so that they can leave and go out on their own, right? And emancipate themselves. So I think kind of like, just because you see him as a kid, well, legally, he is an adult. Sorry, that's where we've drawn the line in society. Nothing here is bad or is wrong, okay?
So I agree with both points. So basically, I agree that it does put certain people in a weird situation to have a student in a porn. And I do agree that for some, the lifestyle that comes along with being a porn star, or that can come along with being a porn star, could be detrimental to a young person. However, I also agree that at 18, you are legally an adult.
Yes.
And it is legal for you to do that. So
not only is it legal for him to do that, this is the point that because he keeps kind of dancing around this, as I'll finish this letter here in a second, but he keeps kind of dancing around the issue that, yeah, okay, maybe it's legal, but it's not right. But you know what? I'm saying both. It is legal and it is right. This, Noel is an adult. And if he wants to make porn videos, straight or gay or any other type of porn videos that is legal for him to make, then that's his right to do so, right? Okay, getting back to the letter here. Let's not forget either what it looks like to the non-gay community and to parents. See, we told you those gays just want to recruit our kids, he said. It's bad.
Now, I don't know where that came from. Because
it's bad. Hold on. It's bad enough that we appear to be constantly trying to convert straight men, but now we were going after high school kids. All right. Now, that entire paragraph right there says more about the author than any other thing that could possibly be said. You know, it's like, I don't give a shit what the straight community like thinks. I'm so tired of that argument of like, oh, we can't have drag queens in the pride parades because what will the straight people say? It's like, well, fuck them. I don't care. This is our parade, and if we want to drag queens in there, that's an important part of our community, and we shouldn't be ashamed of that.
Yeah, and one thing that comes to my mind, which just completely left my mind, but I'll think of it in just a second.
Yes.
Is, oh, yeah. So people always talk about the things that are, quote, gay, the gays are promiscuous and the gays, like it young and the gays blah blah blah.
Right.
No, men.
Yeah, really.
Like young, beautiful, hot bodies and want to have a lot of sex and right. Like porn and all of that. Not gay men. Gay men are just lucky enough to all be like-minded right. And so be able to get together. Whereas a straight man has to find a woman who also wants to,
I guess my problem with this is that I don't buy the premise. This whole, like, that we appear to constantly be trying to convert straight. I've never tried to convert a straight man in my life. I don't understand. I don't know anyone who has, right? I mean, it may be, like, written in some kind of porn fantasy stuff, but there's lots of things yeah. written in straight porn fantasy stuff that doesn't mean that people are actually doing it in real life. And it's...
Why would I want a straight guy when there are many, 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 many gay guys out there that are hotter even?
Right.
And they want to do it with me.
Yeah. right, let's continue here with his letter. We're almost done here. I would even accept shooting the scenes while in high school, but then releasing them should have been held until he was graduated and all college admissions offerings were secure. We must be the adults. High school students think they are invincible and sometimes blind to the consequences of their behavior. Okay, now that to me is like, you know what? Go away. We've already established that he's an adult. He's 18. And you know what? That's a learning experience for him to screw up, right? You can counsel him to not do this. You could counsel him to do, you know, his parents could counsel him not to do this. But the fact was, is that he was in a dire situation. He needed to make money. And this is a way that he made money that he was comfortable with doing and knew the consequences going in.
And it's better than being a prostitute.
Right. It's just like this kind of a thing. Like, what? Oh, so it's okay for him to have, you know, to shoot the sex scene when he's like a high school student, but you don't want him to show it until after he's graduated and has his college. Well, maybe he's not going to go to college. Maybe that wasn't like his priority at the time. I didn't go to college right after high school. Maybe he doesn't want to. And what does that have to do with anything? That college, you're not going to necessarily get turned down from college just because you have a porn video. I mean, that, yes, you're going to get turned down for Yale or for Harvard or some like Ivy League school. But from what I've read about this kid, he's not exactly, you know, like a rocket science scientist. I don't think he was like on the Ivy League. Ivy League is something that rich people do, and obviously not someone who was struggling to make it by. And I salute him for, like, you know, stepping up and helping his family make it by. Anyway, let me finish the damn thing before I... Sean Cody should have assumed that Noel's secret was going to come out inevitably and that he would suffer abuse from fellow students. The situation could have been even worse for him. It's just... shouldn't.
Does Sean Cody, I mean, they like publicity. I mean, you know, it's legal, and if it gets them more publicity, great. You know, that's what they're thinking.
The point about this is it sounds like that this teacher, and I'm sorry, I'm just going to generalize here. It sounds like this teacher actually kind of like thinks about his students and really is kind of feels guilty about that and is trying to like justify this in some kind of fucked up way. And I'm sorry, I know that that's a stretch, but it's not really when you really dig into what he's saying here. What he's saying is that this could be one of my students that I think about doing that porn. And then how would that make me look? Because I think he's like really hot and I whack off to thinking about him all the time. And then on top of that, you know, it would be okay maybe if he filmed that, but then didn't show it until he was graduated and gone, you know, because I don't want to think about him while he's in my classroom. It's like, it just sounds like a prude. It sounds like somebody who's just like, you know what? if you're, I don't understand the demonization of sex or the demonizing of sex here. It's like, he's an 18-year-old. And, you know, he made some money and helped his mom out. And yay for him. And he's much more popular now than he would be, you know, if he was just some random person walking off the street. So
I'm sure. They're like, oh, dude, you've done porn. Well, maybe not the straight guys because they have to act homophobic and right. Like.
But there's a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of gay for pay or whatever. I mean, this apparently he's gay. But, I mean, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that he was gay, that he did gay porn.
Right.
Anyway, I just, to me, it was just kind of, I thought it was just. It's one of those examples of like people just trying to impose their morality on top of things. You know, we have structures in our society. We have legal structures in our society that say that this is acceptable to do. And once you have turned 18, you're allowed to do X and X. And once you've turned 21, you're allowed to do X and Y. It's like, so now he's just trying to add extra, restrictions on someone because it makes him uncomfortable of what he might think. And that to me was the worst part. It's like you're trying to restrict somebody else's freedoms simply because you're worried about how you're going to react to it. And that to me is just oppression and stupid.
You're right. He shouldn't be oppressionistic or whatever that word is. Oppressive?
Oppressionistic. I like that, oppressionist. He shouldn't be oppressionistic.
Oppressive.
Hello.
Iconoclastic.
Yeah. Hi guys. RT Cruiser, Celebrity Death Phone, Kate and Lara. Played Caress Morel on Dynasty Dead at 74. Bye.
I have no idea what he just said. He said Kate and Mara?
I had to Google it. He said Kate O'Mara or O'Mara. I'm not sure how it's really pronounced
but
over
it's
here.
But it's something called Dynasty. I've never heard of Dynasty.
She,
what is that?
Right. I don't know if we should give him points. It's Dynasty.
Oh, Dynasty. Oh, I've heard of that.
Yes. You
I've
know.
Heard of that.
Boo-doo-doo. Isn't that the, I don't know, isn't that the beginning of the...
Whatever. Just give him his dollar. All right, put a dollar in the pot and give him an entry into the contest.
I have done.
Excellent. Congratulations, RT Cruiser. All right, I just have one thing left on the Trello here. And it's okay. It's a lighthearted thing. All right, were you going to do this other thing?
I am going to do the other thing because I'm really interested. Go ahead.
Then you do the other thing because mine has to go right into the news.
Okay. I'll be quick, though. So I want you to, there's a link in there, and I know this is not a video show, but I want you to click on the link, and maybe you can share it with the chat room, because I'm not capable of talking and doing that. Oh, but you probably need to turn your volume down on that. Anyway, I am going to, so I bought the Raspberry Pi.
Yes.
And it got me into like, okay, what kind of projects am I going to do? You know, what am I really going to do that's going to interest me and it's going to be fun and whatever? And so I was looking around for projects and I found this is going to be very difficult actually, but it's an LED cube. And you buy individual LED lights and you solder them together in the shape of a cube, probably, right. I don't know, a foot and a half by a foot and a half by a foot and a half, whatever.
Oh, and then you use a Raspberry Pi to control it.
Yeah, well, it's either an Arduino or a Raspberry Pi or both or a mixture.
The Arduino is what would be the physical switching device that then gets controlled by the Raspberry Pi. Cool.
So all I want to say is I'm really excited about this project, but I have never done anything electrical in my life. I've never soldered a thing in my life.
You'll find it very easy.
I've never I've never dealt with circuit boards or transistors resistors.
That'll be easy. Yeah, this will all be easy because it's all going to go into the thing. Oh, you know what would be cool though is if you could, like, after you build a couple of these, if you could make it into some kind of a net.
Into a net?
Into like a large net. Like, you know, like wired together, like a big net that you could like throw over something, like let's say a Christmas tree. So then you could like cover your Christmas tree and these and then your
blinking lights.
And then your Christmas tree could do designs and patterns.
Oh, well, yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. Actually, that's true. But no, I don't know if it's that strong, but it basically so for the ones who are listening and haven't seen the video, you solder these LED lights, individual lights together in the shape of a cube. And then it's controlled through like an Arduino. And then you program it. You write a program for it. And you can make all kinds of like shapes and you can spell words and you can do all sorts of stuff.
So we'll have this. And you'll have this at Pride 48 this year.
I don't know. Well, how would I travel with it? I don't know if I could do. But anyway, I think I'm going to start with this because the one that I want to do is red, green, blue. And it's 8x8. So it's 8 LED lights.
Right. You know, Q Sledge in the chat room says it sounds like a light bright, but no, Q Sledge, it would be like 8 light brights stacked on top of each other.
It's really cool if you look at it. I mean, you can make it look like it's raining and like it's really cool. Like there are waves. You could even if you can hook it up to, you'd have to figure out how to program it, but if you could hook it up to a video, you could even like, there are people who have made it. If you get a really high resolution one with even more LEDs, you can like have figures walking across and all, not the one I'm gonna do, but right. Anyway, it's cool. And so I'm really excited, but I'm probably gonna start with like a 4x4 or
you know,
something.
I got several Amazon gift cards. Maybe I'll get my Raspberry Pi finally.
Maybe
I haven't decided what I'm going to buy yet, but maybe I'll get my Raspberry Pi.
So I've got one or two LEDs that came with my Raspberry Pi. I'm just gonna learn how to light them. That will be the first step in my process.
Oh my God,
then
what is he doing down there? He's like, doing bubble wrap or something. I'm sure that's going to show up on the recording. Robert is downstairs unwrapping something. It's very loud. Anyway, okay, cool. So yeah, the LED.
Anyway, that's it.
Excellent. All right, so I posted this here only because I was telling Robert this story the other day and he said that you have to sell this on the podcast. So I'm going to tell this story on the podcast. This is a unique thing, I think, to New England, which is kind of a forced politeness. And by that, I mean, like, there's people up here that are just really hard fucking core about like holding doors open for you. Like if you could be halfway down the street and they will stand at a door of a building and hold it open for you. Right. Which then makes you feel guilty that they're standing there holding it. So now you feel like you have to run to get to the door. Right. And it's just like, so I hate that. I just absolutely hate that whole thing. I will like turn on the sidewalk and like walk a different way and whatnot, just to make sure there's no one around me in front of me that's going to do that to me, because it just annoys the fuck out of me. It's like, you know what? I just want to go in the building. I know how to open a door. I can do that. Just, I don't need you to hold the door. If you're 2 feet in front of me and you hold the door open for me, then yay. All right. That's fine. That's great.
I don't want anyone to, I, I know exactly how you feel about that because
it's every day going into work
and leaving work.
Yeah. Yes.
And no matter how far away I am from the person in front of me, they feel like they have to hold the door until I get there.
Right.
And then I feel like I got to run. You know, I can't just like leisurely. And then I feel like, okay, now should I do that for the person behind me? Because they've just seen.
Right.
So I will, like you, I will go other ways where I think there will be less people.
I know, it's annoying. All right, so here's what happened, right? It was a Tuesday, no, a Thursday morning, and it was very cold, as it is wont to be here in New England, and it was also very windy. So I didn't do what I normally do, which is make sure there was nobody else around me, right? So I go to our, now here in the north, we have double sets of doors going into buildings, right? So we have a set of doors that face the outside. Like in our case, in our building, there's like six doors that go to the street. And then there is like maybe a 10-foot deep room that is heated. That's kind of like the little ante room. And then another set of six doors on the other side so that, you know, the cold air doesn't go blowing into the building or whatever. So it's kind of like this little area there where, you know, you can like bang your shoes off and the little steel grates and stuff and whatnot. So there's two sets of doors that are no further than 10 feet apart that you have to go through. So I go, you know, it's very windy and it's very cold. And so I just duck into the, you know, I get into the door. And of course, some asshole's right behind me, right? So, and I want to say asshole because some guy's right behind me. And so I open the door to let myself in, one of the six doors. He could have chosen any of the other doors, but he chose to go in the one that I was going in. So I open the door and I politely pushed it as I was going through it. You know what I'm saying? So instead of letting the door come back to close, I kind of pushed
it. Right, you pushed it a little bit.
I gave it a gentle push so that he could, you know, it wouldn't shut in his face, right? Because he was about 3 or 4 feet behind me. So I gentle push. And he said, thank you. Right. And did I also mention this is morning, me going to work in the morning, right? So I'm already not a happy person in the morning. So I pushed that open and he's like, thank you. And I didn't say anything because there's another fucking door 10 feet in front of me that I got to go through too, right? So I go through that one and it's not like I did anything important. All I did was push the door. So I go a little bit further, right? I open the other door and of course he goes through the same door as I do.
Yes.
And I push it back in and he goes, thank you. And of course I don't turn around. I keep walking forward, right? And then I hear him behind me mocking me. Right, going, you're welcome. You could always say you're welcome, right? And he's like, literally, all right, like making these like little, like annoying, like little comments behind me. Like it's the rudest thing in the world that I could possibly do is to hold the door and push the door for him. By the way, I'd like to point out, he was saying thank you, obviously because I did something that was polite. So now he's like mocking me because I have not acknowledged how polite he is by saying thank you, right? So we have six elevators in the office and I go and I get onto one. And of course he gets on the same fucking elevator. Now in our elevators, I don't know why the building is set up this way, but I can never remember which side the panel is on because on some elevators, the panel is on the right and some elevators, the panel is on the left and you can't really tell by walking in. And of course I end up on the side with the panel. Right. And he's on the elevator. And as soon as he gets onto the elevator, he says, seventh floor. Right. After I had my back to him and I had pushed the fourth floor. Right. And I'm just like going off. Oh, you know what? So I didn't push the floor button for him. Right. And as the door is starting to close, I turn over and I look him right in the face and I go, what floor? The news.
Oh shit, I'm not ready. you know we had a tech segment, right?
Did not, but we'll do that after that.
Okay. So I was so enthralled by your story I didn't pull anything up. A man has been left without genitals and with three missing toes after a witch doctor told him that losing his body parts would make him rich. Chimengi Zulu from Malawi has been what
really
just happened to this
really thing? We've gone to African news now. This is how desperate you are for news stories that you've just gone like to Malingi, who from Malawi.
His name is, hold on,
by the way, the Canadians in the chat room are very upset that I didn't say you're welcome to the guy.
Chimengi or Chimanjini Zulu from Malawi has been hospitalized at Chipata General Hospital in Zambia near the Malawi border after he allowed the hyena to eat his manhood.
What?
Okay, so they didn't write this very well because they...
apparently didn't pre-read it very well either.
No, the headline... You need the headline, but I don't want to read the headline. So, man allowed hyena to eat his genitals because a witch doctor told him it would make him rich. So, Mr. Zulu told the Times of Zambia yesterday that he was promised by a witch doctor that by sacrificing his body parts to the hyena, he would become rich. He said, I met some business persons who told me the best way to become rich was to sacrifice parts of my body. At around 4 a.m. on Monday, the man went into the Zambian bush. He was instructed to be naked, and a hyena came to him and started eating his toes, and eventually his genitals were eaten.
Does this involve Sean Cody at all? Like, is there going to be some African bushman that's like, right, I am very upset that the people that go into my forest to get their penises eaten off by wolves. This is not something that we should allow. Maybe we should film it, but then allow it to be shown only after they have left the bush.
So, Mr. Zulu said that the witch doctor did not make it clear that his body parts would be, quote, lost. Yet, despite the horrific ordeal, he admitted he is still hopeful of becoming rich.
So. There is always that chance that he could become rich. So, but just...
How do you just sit there and let a hyena eat your genitals?
I'm assuming peyote.
I don't know. So in Norway, when 18-year-old Stan something, because I can't pronounce his name, his friends dared him to get a tattoo. They gave him only two options to choose from, as you would. Barbie on his butt or a McDonald's receipt on his arm. They're both terrible, but I suppose you can't blame Stan for choosing the latter.
That's not true. I can blame him for anything.
So he says, some of my mates thought I had been a bit too active with the ladies recently and wanted to punish me, he said. When we were at the restaurant on Monday, they said I had to tattoo a Barbie doll on my bum or the receipt on my arm. Incidentally, this is the teenager's first tattoo ever, covering most of his lower arm. There's a large McDonald's logo at the top, followed by a list of items he ordered off the menu, a cheeseburger and four added toppings. He also said his parents were... Huh?
Are there even four toppings on a cheeseburger at McDonald's? There's like ketchup, pickle, and what? I can't
mustard.
Mustard?
Onions, lettuce, tomato.
But like a cheeseburger with ketchup, mustard, onions, and pickle is all the way... Why would they be listed separately? That would be the... That's the way it comes, right?
I don't. Maybe they put the topping. I don't know.
All right, hold on, We can ask. You know what? We have an internet-worked system of computers that we can find this out. Okay, Kathy Bacon, what comes on a standard McDonald's cheeseburger? She apparently said, fuck you. What comes on a standard McDonald's cheeseburger? There we go. Wow. That was like, took her forever to figure that out.
I think it's ketchup, mustard, pickle, and onion.
Let's see.
I'm pretty sure.
This is a, a pinch of salt and pepper, American cheese, pickles, minced onion, ketchup, and mustard. Yes, so there's only four things on a cheeseburger.
You know what? That is, I have never thought about this, and I don't eat at McDonald's all that often now, but no matter where I eat, that is always how I get my cheeseburgers, with only ketchup, mustard, pickle, and onion.
There you go.
So I might be doing that because when I was young, I went to McDonald's, and so now that's why...
I would just
like it.
There's no possible way that he could have a tattoo with the four ingredients, because if he didn't get cheese, it wouldn't be a cheeseburger, it'd be a hamburger, right?
So he does. There is a picture of his tattoo.
All right, then post the picture. Let me see it.
I will at some point during, but I can't.
I don't believe it. What does it say? What does it say?
I can't read what it says.
See, it's lying.
There's like 10 or 15 lines with prices next to them.
Now you're counting the lines.
Like eight lines, sorry.
This is almost as good as a Big Fatty show.
And then there's...
Let's just count the ingredients on a receipt. I got this receipt in front of me. I got to count the ingredients on it. Here we go. Oh, thank you, Big Fatty.
Well, you know, and like typical on receipts, there's a logo and then the address and phone number of that location at the top, and then the actual receipt information, and then like, thank you for choosing McDonald's, like at the bottom.
Thank you for choosing McDonald's. Your cashier's name is Bob.
Or whatever. Yeah, I mean, something like that. So anyway, lastly, some hearing impaired California residents attempted to sign up for the health insurance through the Covered California website prior to Monday's deadline.
Yes.
But they got a surprise. And it wasn't just long wait times. A page on the site allowed users to compare coverage costs listed a TTY phone number for the hearing impaired.
A TTY?
TTY. Touch tone something.
TTY because they had to go.
I don't know what that stands for. Teletype. What is TTY? I know what you're saying, but it's not funny. Well, I don't know what TTY, it's for hearing impaired. I don't know what that stands for.
Yes, I know.
Anyway, they were one digit off on their contact us number. The incorrect number is for a hotline that offers up, quote, hot ladies instead of health insurance. Welcome to America's hottest talk line. Ladies to talk to, interesting and exciting, guys, free. Press 1 now. Guys, hot ladies are waiting to talk to you. Press 2 to connect free now. A recording
says. So this is so, and I know, so like what happens is that the TTY, in case you don't know how this works, the TTY service is provided for deaf people for free, right? So they can call a phone number and with their little text terminal that they get for free. So they can call the number, they connect it, and then the operator on the other end will then talk to the other end of the phone and then type in the responses. So that's how deaf people can have conversations on the phone with people that are hearing, right? So you'll get a phone call and it's just like, this is a phone call from, you know, they'll say their name and I am the teletype operator that's, or the text telephone operator that's going to relay it. And so you talk to the operator and they're relaying back what you say. They type back exactly what you say.
Yeah, I've done that before. I don't know who I've done it with, but I have had a phone call with a deaf person before. I remember.
Okay,
but
I'm just saying, so that's what you're saying here is that the TTY number that they gave for the deaf people to sign up for health insurance, in fact, was a phone sex number.
Yes. But what I want to know is, how did the deaf people know it was a phone sex line?
Because the operator was typing it to them.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. I still don't know what TTY stands for, though.
Well, you know, if only there was a system of internet-worked computers that...
It's not.
TTY stands for text telephone. It is also sometimes called a TDD, or a telecommunication device for the deaf. TTY is the more widely accepted term, however.
Oh, well, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Anyway, that's the news.
You know, a lot of blowback in the chat room there for me. Apparently, people think I was in the wrong. I'm sorry if I didn't hold the door for the guy. I just pushed it open a little behind me. And he was like being very insistent about saying, thank you. I do not want to have a conversation with this person. It's not my job to have a conversation with this person.
I think I would have talked. I think I would have talked to him, but
this
I
is,
do
no, this
agree.
Is not a social setting. If I was at a social event or whatever, then of course I would talk to him and of course I would be polite and whatever. This is a fucking work environment. My office building that I'm in has a bunch of different offices. This is some schmo that does some other job that I don't care about. It's like not anything that applies to me.
Yeah, well, no, I understand. But I understand what they're saying because there are social norms, you know, or whatever. And I also understand what you're saying that I want to run. I hate it that there's this expectation that I'm supposed to open the door and that other people do it for me. And then I feel guilty if I don't hurry up. But I'm a people pleaser and it's probably all in my head, like most things are. So, you know, whatever. And I posted the picture of the guy's tattoo
in
the chat room.
I see that.
So,
and we can all go through that now. Oops, shit. Hold on. I screwed that one up. Let me do that again. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it. DI Plus Tech segment. This evening brought to you by somebody, something. I don't know. What do we have on the old tech segment here this evening, Adam?
We have a phone call.
A phone call we do. Let's see, then that would mean that I would need to go to our Trellis and find that thing. Who's it come by? Who's it come from?
Kathy Bacon.
Are you going to translate this? let's find out what Kathy Bacon has.
Okay, this is a tech question, and this is my question. So, like, you all know that I'm, like, kind of stupid, but so when I... like want to make a phone call and I go to the BFO and then I go to the link to the podcast that I want to call and then I click on it and then I go to their website. Well, then I see the phone number, but how come the phone number on the website, I just can't tap it and then make a call? So then I have to find a pencil and a piece of paper and then write it down. Okay. Why do I not save it? Well, because I'm sharing an account with my daughter, basically, so I can see everything she does. But then in return, then she can see everything I do. So I guess I just want the phone numbers, like, to be tappable and callingable. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Well, I did hear a rumor that Trinidad wanted me to call him, but unfortunately, I don't even, well, I wonder if Fart Knocker has to his little show. I suppose I better go look.
Fart Knocker?
All right. Does anyone else need a link on the BFO website? Just let me know, because maybe I can ask Big Fatty. All right. Oh, goodbye.
So,
wait, I'm not real sure. Wait. Okay.
I'm not real sure. Thank you for your call, Kathy Bacon.
Your call is important to us, and it'll be answered in the order in which it was received.
So, I think that depends on your phone, because I think what she's wanting is a number that she can just tap with on her phone, and it will automatically start calling that number.
No. All right. So, in any cell phone, right? An iPhone or an Android, either one, it doesn't matter. If you go to a website where there is a phone number in text, right, you can just tap on that phone number and it will dial. That is just something that phones do. So like if you go to our website, right, the reason that you cannot tap on our phone number is because it is an image. It is not actually text, right? So there's no way for the phone to say, oh, this image of, 229-234-7587. Now we could make that image into a link, right, which would actually be a link to a phone number. But I think I had addressed this a long time ago with Adam, and I'm trying to bring it up on my phone here just so I can confirm this. If you go down into the, you know, at the top of the page, there's our phone number that you cannot tap on. But if you go into the description, there is a thing that says, give us a call on our voicemail line, 2x2DI+. And then in the parentheses is our phone number again. And if you tap on it, which I am doing right now on my Android phone, I tap on it and it does indeed bring up my dialer. See, I'm showing you. It does indeed bring up my dialer with the phone number already programmed in for it.
It did mine as well.
Yeah. So however, I am very close to pushing out an update to the Pride 48 website that will have the ability for shows to list themselves, and the phone numbers will be there on the website that you can directly link to. So soon, the Pride 48 website will house any website that wants to list their phone numbers on there that you'll just be able to go down and tap on. So
how soon is that, Daniel?
Very soon. I'm not going to commit to a date, but very soon.
Okay.
So there you go. So thank you very much, Kathy, for the lovely tech question that you called, and I hope that we answered your question. Did we answer your question?
You never know with her, but I think we
buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite.
Shouldn't have done that.
Plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade.
I shouldn't have done that because I needed to play another song on the same channel and then I couldn't fade into it like I do on the other thing. So now I have to do this tappy tap thing. You know, we have another tech question in the chat room. TJ says that I used to be able to listen to Pride 48 live streaming on my Droid, but not anymore. It depends on how you're listening to it. I know that there have been some issues lately with TuneIn Radio, which has to do with our host, our streaming host that I have emailed them about, and they have assured me that they are working on that or that they are upgrading something or other to make that work better. So if you are having problems listening to the stream on TuneIn Radio or on your cell phone, please send an email to me, daniel@pride48.com, and let me know so that I can add that to my things. Also, let me know how you're listening to it. That's important because that determines who I complain to. So.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. You know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
All right, boys and girls, it's time for the birthday segment.
It was my birthday. It was my birthday.
So it was Daniel's birthday.
It was my birthday.
So
all
Daniel,
right. Yay,
so
thank
Daniel
you.
Daniel J. Happy Brewer.
Birthday. Yes, it was my birthday.
Celebrity extraordinaire, yes. Was turned 47 years old.
47 years young. And young. As they pointed out on It's All About Me, that's only half of a Morgan Freeman, really.
Right.
Right.
So happy birthday to you. I've said that about five times now.
Yes.
So here is our next, not quite as famous as,
not quite as famous.
But here is our next one.
More ice. This is the theme to the Addams Family.
Yes, you are correct, sir. It is.
So it could have been any of them, really. Is it a male or a female?
It's a male.
It's a male. So it could have been Gomez, or it could have been Uncle Fester or Lurch. I'm not entirely sure if Thing was a male or a female, but let's just leave him out of it for a moment. So is it, did he speak?
He did speak.
Is he featured in the theme song?
No.
Then it's not Lurch. Okay, so it must be either Uncle Fester or Gomez. I'm going to go with Uncle Fester.
No.
Gomez.
Yes.
Gomez, yay!
How did you ever guess that?
Because it was the only other one. Oh, wait, no, the chat room is saying it could have been Pugsley. I did not think about that.
So Gomez Addams, whose real name is John Aston.
Yes.
He's 84 years old.
Any relation to Sean Aston?
I did not look that up, so I'm not certain. But he actually still teaches theater.
Yes.
At somewhere. I don't know where. But he still teaches and does things. Right. So there you go.
The chat room wants to know, is this the Addams Family movie or TV show?
Well, Gomez. So John Aston played Gomez in the original television show.
I was going to say, the theme song you played was for the TV show. So.
And he also played in, there was a Addams Family, a short-lived TV show that came on maybe a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And he played the grandfather. Grandpa Addams on that. It was only around for like one season or something.
There you go.
So
Someone has posted in the chat room that Sean Astin's dad is John Aston, but I looked this up here. Sean Aston was best known for his blah 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 in The Lord of the Rings. Wanted to get to his thing. He was born Sean Patrick Duke, the son of actress Patty Duke.
Who was married to John Astin.
No. At the time, it was reported that the entertainer Desi Arnaz was his biological father. In 1994, that his he discovered that his biological father was actually Michael Tell, a music provider. Anyway, but when Patty Duke married John Astin adopted him. So he is not his birth father, but he is his father.
Yeah, I knew he adopted one of Patty Duke's kids.
Yeah, there you go.
Something.
So it was Sean.
So, there you go.
Sean Astin.
All right, so happy birthday. Here is our next one.
Oh, okay. This is Eric Clapton.
Yes.
I knew it. I just had to hear the voice in order to get it. So this is Eric Clapton. I'm trying not to look at the chat room because they've been spoiling it lately. So I'm actually holding my hand up over here to not look. So it's Eric Clapton. Is it Eric Clapton's birthday?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was going to go. This is like his son. This is a song about his son. So maybe I was thinking they might have been his son. So.
No. So it is Eric Clapton who had a birthday. And Eric Clapton is 69 years old.
69 years old. Now, how old is Derek from Derek and the Dominoes?
What?
How old is Derek from Derek and the Dominoes?
I don't even know what.
It's a trick question. It's the same person, so they would. So
all right. So even if you know this one, this next one, give me a moment to play all three of these things I'm going to play. So here's the first one, but you can tell me what it is if you know, not the person, but what it is.
Themed L.A. Law.
This is not the themed L.A. Law.
Oh, Hill Street. No. Oh, St. Elsewhere. St. Elsewhere. This is St. Elsewhere.
Yes. Okay. This is the theme to St. Elsewhere. So yes. Keep that in your mind. Okay. Here is another theme for you.
Yeah, Knight Rider. Oh, I know who it is. Go ahead.
Okay. That is the theme to Knight Rider, which is one of my favorite all-time TV themes.
Yes, yes.
And here is the next little bit. Give it a second.
If memory serves me right, Captain Bly, and I'm sure it does, the last time you went sailing, your boat sprung a leak, and the Coast Guard had to tow you in case you don't remember. Blame whoever you like, Michael, but the fact remains you came back 1 hour later, soaking wet. Devin's calling.
Anyway,
I think you should recognize that. Well, it's the voice of Kit, right?
It's the voice of Kit.
Yes, which is Knight Rider was the theme song, and then in St. Elsewhere, he was the chief of staff, and I don't remember the guy's name. I cannot remember the actor's name, but I know that he played the, you know, a surgeon. He was the head of the surgery department in the teaching hospital of St. Elsewhere. Dr. Craig, I think his name was. And he was Kit, the Knight Industries 2000, by the way, that's the acronym KITT, in Knight Rider. And I do not know that he's a character. He was also in Boy Meets World, I believe, as Mr.
Yes,
somebody.
He was. He's been in a lot of
things. There we go. Mark's got it in the chat room. It's William Daniels.
Yes, it is William Daniels. And I did not know that he was the voice of Kit. I never knew that until today.
Well, there you go.
I knew who he was. I mean, I had seen his picture. Anyway, so William Daniels is 87 years old.
Well, Turniphead says that we fucked this up last year. We thought it was the guy from Magnum P.I., would have been Higgins from Magnum P.I., which I could see how they look similar, but they don't sound similar because Higgins was British. Anyway, doesn't matter.
All right, so here is the next one.
Next one. All right, this is the theme to Cheers. Making your
way in the world. Yes, it is the theme to Cheers. It's a female.
It's a female. So we got a lot of them here. They were all waitress. All the females in Cheers.
She was in the whole series.
Is Carla then?
It is Carla.
Carla was the only female that was there the entire time. So, yes. Other than Vera, who was only there through words.
Do you know her real name?
Carla.
Where everybody knows your name.
She's married to Danny DeVito, Carla.
And they're always glad you came.
Oh, shit. I looked at the chat room. Sorry. I looked at the chat room. It's Rhea Perlman.
It is. Rhea
Perlman. It's one of those things you look at the chat room, you go, oh, of course it's Rhea Perlman. I should have known.
All right. So let me see if I had it. I think that was it. But let me see if I had any more.
It was my birthday.
Nope, that's it.
It was my birthday.
We already discussed that it was
my
your birthday.
Did I, at the beginning of the show, I believe I said, thanks to Moose P and to TJ and to, I don't have my email up in front of me, to Gravitas and to Ant and to, there's one more that I'm missing, Mark and Ed. That's who I forgot, Mark and Ed.
So I just want to say, I've decided that when I am middle-aged.
Yes.
I'm not there yet. I'm close, but I'm not there yet. My midlife crisis.
Yes.
Is going to be to build a Kit car.
Kit car. Can we get out of the birthday segment?
We can.
Excellent. So what were we going to say? You want to build a Kit car?
Yeah, I was just saying. No, I'm just saying.
Now,
you
do know that there is a thing called a Kit car, right?
I'm saying.
No, what I'm saying there are things called Kit cars, as in
where you get a kit.
KIT cars, and you can build like a Ferrari or, you know, like a.
Right, no. Whatever.
But yes, you want to build a Kit, a KITT car, a Knight Industry 2000.
Yes, if you look on YouTube and you search for Kit cars, because I was looking for themes and Kit voices and stuff like that to play,
yes,
you will find guys, you know, middle-aged, midlife crisis guys who have taken, is it a Trans Am or a Camaro? Anyway,
it was a Trans Am.
They've taken black Trans Ams. They have a special nose piece that you can get that has the flashing red lights in it. And there are companies that make the entire dash. With all of the lights and the kit looking computer screen that has the
right,
it's amazing looking.
It's amazing,
and the special steering wheel
you
and everything. And
you can basically just do that with an iPad and William Daniels' voice, right?
You could. But I think, you know, look, we all have to have our midlife crisis thing that we do.
I'm far too old to have a midlife.
And I think mine
crisis.
Will be, well, your midlife could be 50. So in 3 years, you could
have a, you ain't fooling. I could have a midlife crisis because I'll be, you know, I'll be 50. Well, 50 to me, 50 is midlife for 120.
Well, then in your definition, I would already be midlife.
Look, all right. Let's say that the average lifespan of an adult male, right, is 80. I'm just going to choose that number out of the air, right? So 80, it's probably 77.5 or 78, whatever. We're just going to say 80 because it's easier to do the math, right? So let's say that the average lifespan is 80 for an adult male, right? For an adult American male. Right. So you would think off the top of your head that midlife would be 40, but that's not true because for the first 18 years of your life, you couldn't do things on your own, right? For the first like 5 or 6 years of your life, you were completely dependent upon people like feeding you and stuff. So that's not really like, you know, half of your life. That's just kind of like growing up. So really you have to measure it from the time that you were an adult, the time that you were able to be free and on your own. So that means that first 20 years doesn't really count. So for midlife between, because think about it, right? By the time you're 40 years old, you've spent as long being an adult as you did being a child to be an adult, but you still have twice that long ahead of you. Does that make sense?
That's true.
So midlife for 80 would really be like 50 or 55. So if the life expectancy is going to go up to 100, then midlife, you know, moves up appropriately to like maybe 60 or 65. So
okay. Anyway, regardless, and you know, people are living longer and longer. So I mean,
right.
It's exactly. Nothing to have.
I'm just saying. Well, you can't just take the average. You know, I think I'm going to die at 80. You can't just divide that in two because it doesn't count. Because you for those first 18 years, they just don't count.
Well, it's more of a concept of midlife. It's not an actual age.
No, it is an exact mathematical formula that can be quantified. And
when
let's get
say
to
a midlife crisis. There is a huge range of ages that you could be.
Right.
Let's get to our
contact here. I believe we have an email. You know what? I have to.
Did you play the contact song?
Yeah, I did. And okay. I have to do this. And so can you read the emails and I'll be right back to play the voicemail. So go ahead, read the email because I believe it's all about you anyway.
Okay, I will read the email while you go and do that thing that you're going to do. So email this week, and I fixed it, by the way. So the email this week is from Christian. What did we say? Drunk and or high Christian, although we can't tell in an email. So he says, hi, guys. Revisited why I didn't know who to send my voicemail to. As a web designer, I autopilot to the contact page of a website. Though the contact address, would be fantastic on the contact page of dubiousintent.com. Keep up the great work. So Christian, very passive aggressively, as a web designer, I default to the contact page. But no, so I want to tell Christian and everyone else that, yes, that is true. I did notice that on the contact page when I did that, I don't know, 3 years, 4 years ago, whenever I did that, I put the actual email address for Daniel and I under our names. So I have actually gone to the website today after reading that email, and I have updated it. So now there is a show information contact entry there that lists the show contact email address and the number. So Kathy Bacon, that would also help you if you needed a textual link to click on to call the show. You could actually go to contact and then there's a phone number there. So I have fixed it.
You have fixed it.
Mr. Passive Aggressive Web Designer Man. I don't know if that was passive aggressive or not, but I'm calling.
No,
that
wasn't
anyway.
Passive aggressive. That was just plain out aggressive.
that was point just right out and out aggressive.
Which is what you want, Christian? Right? You want the passive aggressive. By the way, a classic example of passive aggressive is the guy that like mouthed off behind me because I wouldn't say you're welcome. That's being passive aggressive. Is standing behind somebody going, "Oh, you're welcome, Richard. You're welcome." Oh. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, evidently it was just loud enough for you to hear it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, it's like trying to get other people to do your dirty life. Passive. Here's that's actually not a good example. A good example of passive aggressive is let's say that you're standing in the express lane at the grocery store, right? And it's the 10 items or less lane. And you realize that the person ahead of you actually has like 30 items.
Okay.
Right. So being passive aggressive is instead of telling the person or saying, you know, excuse me, you have too many items to be here, That's just being aggressive, right? Being passive aggressive is turning to the person behind you and going, I think they have more than 10 items. I think, look at that. I think they have more than 10 items. And then like getting the other people back behind you to also, and then like making a big stir back behind everyone. To, like, so not confronting it directly, but trying to like go about it being passive about it. Like, I'm going to go complain to these other people and get them to do it for me.
I think there's another sort of passive aggressive where like you, like kind of like a backhanded compliment. Like where you say something passively, but it's clearly meant to be a jab or whatever. But
no,
anyway,
that's called being a kind of classic.
Anyway, I don't think you heard it, but I was telling Christian that I have fixed the website.
That's all I need because I have to edit, so I'll hear it then. All right, let's get to our first phone call then. I believe it comes in from Scotty, the little Aussie battler.
Hi, Daniel. Hi, Adam. This message is for Kathy Bacon. Kathy, can you please talk slower when you call up? Because some podcasts I listen to at 1.25 speed, like Big Fatty, and some I listen at 1.5 speed, like Dubious Intent. And
really?
It's just impossible to understand you at that incredible speed. Anyway, I'm deliberately calling when I'm not in my car or standing by a busy road.
Yeah, but you're apparently at a conference or something.
Yes, I am in a food court, so kind of noisy. Okay, this is Scotty, a little Aussie battler. Goodbye.
I just kind of feel bad for Scotty. I feel like for something he did in his life or whatever, he's like condemned to roam the earth and never have a quiet place to be.
Does he not have a home?
he doesn't have a bedroom or any place that's quiet or like a, you know, like a an office or anything like that.
He has called from everywhere but an office or a home.
I think he's actually called from court. He's actually called from court like during a recess or whatever, and you can like hear them like prosecuting the processing the prisoners.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Scotty, you know, it would be a real change if you would call from like your couch or, you know, something like that. I think he would feel kind of like out of place. He'd have to have his TV blaring or something, you know, the radio on in the background.
So here's my thing. All right, we already speed up our show by 4%, right?
Yes, we do.
And now he then listens to it at a speed and a half. So of course Kathy Bacon like sounds like a chipmunk at that point in time.
Yeah. Actually, I listen to Big Fatty at double speed.
Yes.
And his voicemails,
yeah, they're just
I can't understand what they're saying. Blech. They're like really all, it doesn't matter who it is, Kathy Bacon, anybody who's calling in, I don't
know.
Did
you hear him call you out on his show?
Yes, I did not. I was going to get to it.
You it's 2 or 3 weeks later.
You know, actually, the day I listened to it, I had just been thinking, tonight, I need to, and, you know, people are not going to believe me, but I literally, before I start, because I was a little bit behind on episodes, and I saw the Big Fatty icon in my podcast app, and then I thought, oh, shit, I've got to go translate those things, and then I turn on the episode, and he goes, yeah, Adam dropped the ball or whatever he says. You know, I'm like, well, guess I don't have to do it now.
Yeah. You
so,
let
yes,
him
I
down.
Did hear that.
You let down Big Fatty. You should be ashamed
sorry,
of yourself.
Big Fatty.
All right, let's get to our next phone call then. This one comes in from Australia, which now, where is Scotty now? Is Scotty back in Australia? So this would be another phone call from Australia, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser here. Not for the celebrity deaf phone, just for contact and maybe a suggestion. I'm being stuffed up by the daylight saving time change, and your show is now in my lunch hour.
Yes.
That's not good.
Not good.
So if you can start at 11 p.m, that'd be great for today. And then next week you might have to start at midnight because we come off daylight saving. And that means that it'll be another hour earlier for me. And it's just damn inconvenient. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Clearly I don't understand RT Cruiser's business because to me, right, so I look at the clock, right? I get into work shortly before 10 and I'll start working on something. But then if I get interrupted and I look at the clock and it's like 11, I don't start anything new because I'm going to go to lunch in like less than an hour. So fuck, I can't. So then I read the internet and I do whatever I'm going to do because there's nothing I can do programming wise in less than an hour. I would just barely get into the part of like actually concentrating on something and then I'd get interrupted. So I, you know, 11 o'clock, I don't do anything. And when I get back from lunch, well, yeah, it's too early to jump back into doing work. So I don't actually get back to doing work until 2. So for me, like that whole 11 o'clock until 2 o'clock period is just kind of...
And then you go home at 3. So I mean...
No, I don't go home at 3. I go home later. But I'm just saying, it's like...
What I don't understand is, wouldn't lunchtime be the perfect time to listen to us so as to not distract from work?
Right. Unless he... Well, maybe, you know, then he'd have to be calling from the food court with Scotty, I guess.
But, well, because what he's saying is that he wants to listen to us while he's working. So he wants to be distracted from work. But when it's lunchtime, he doesn't. He wants to go and have his lunch and be social and whatever and not be listening to a podcast. And I would just think his company would rather him listen during his allotted break time.
All right. Now, see, you've led people astray. I do not go home at 3 o'clock. I work from 10 a.m. until 6:30 p.m.
I have no idea when Daniel goes home. I was just guessing.
I work from 10 a.m. until 6:30 p.m. I go home, and I usually don't leave the office until about 6:45. So anyway, moving on to our next phone call. This one comes in from Scotty. Oh, no, this is Scott, the satyr. I was going to say, another call from us. Maybe Sater's doing an Australian accent, though.
Hi, Daniel. Hi, Adam. This is Scott. You know, Sater69 on the Twitter, so it's the Sater Spirit podcast. I'm just calling to say, Ate Cruza, you ignorant slut. King and I was written by Rodgers and Hammerstein, not Mitch Lee. Mitch Lee composed Manila Mantra, not the King and I.
You have any fucking idea what he's talking about?
Yeah. So RT Cruiser called in for the death of Mitch Lee last week.
Hammerstein, not Mitch Lee.
Yes.
And he said yes. That he was a composer of the music for The King and I.
Yes.
And I promptly said, well, we have to give him the points because I love The King and I. So Scott is saying that we're both ignorant sluts, that Mitch Lee had nothing to do with The King and I. Mm-hmm. Although, Scott, you ignorant slut, I have to correct you. It is not Rodgers and Hammerstein.
No.
It is Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Wait, he's not done yet. I cut his phone call off short, and I'm going to get back to it now.
Okay.
All right. So that's what he's talking about is Mitch Lee. Let's just restart. Here we go.
The Twitter, so it's the Sater Sphere podcast. I'm just calling to say, Ate Cruza, you ignorant slut. King and I was written by Rodgers and Hammerstein, not Mitch Lee. Mitch Lee composed Manila Mantra, not the King and I, Manila Mantra.
is that it?
Love you. Oh. This is Vader.
Yeah.
Catch you later.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We just a modicum of Google searching here. I can tell you that Mitch Lee won a Tony Award for composing the music for Man of La Mancha, but he was nominated for a Tony Award as the director of the revival of The King and I. So it wasn't completely out in left field. He was like a director of The King and I, of the revival of it. So.
And maybe that's what, I don't know, we'd have to play back the voicemail.
You know,
maybe
I can't understand what RT Cruiser says anyway. He speaks Australian.
What I'm saying, for someone who says he knows his musicals,
yes.
Scott,
yes.
I would think that you know how to pronounce their names. It is Hammerstein. I know this, first of all, because that's how everyone pronounces it, except for you. And second of all, because a German name such as that, or German-ish, anything with an E-I at the end is I, and anything with an I-E is E. So if it was spelled Hammerstein, it would be Hammerstein. If it was Hammerstein, it's Hammerstein, which is what it is.
All right. I have put it into the Google Translate. I've told it to tell it to me in German. Let's see what it says.
Hammerstein.
Is that correct? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Hammerstein.
Hammerstein.
There you go. Hammerstein. Yeah. Hammerstein. Excellent. Thank you very much, RT Cruiser and Scotty Little Aussie Battler and Scott Sater 69 for calling. Also, thank you for your email, Christian. We do appreciate all of them. Oh, wait. I believe we have one more late-breaking phone call here. Let's get to that, shall we? Yes. Hello.
Hey there. It's kind of calling, and you're still running, but I'm calling in to tell you that.
What the fuck?
Well, I felt bad because after listening to the second one that came in from someone else, I went back and listened to this one and I could understand vaguely what he was saying. And since he was the first caller, if you really listen closely, you can hear.
It's just like one of those fucking 3D posters that if you look at the spot in the middle and you cross your eyes and it like looks like a dolphin or something.
I mean, he gave it the college try, and when I went back, I understood, and he was the first caller for this. Well, it's not a person.
Okay, fine. Who was it that died? And because I can't finish playing that. Who was it that died?
Let me look.
I can see this right here. It's Manticore. Manticore the tiger died.
Manticore the tiger, yes.
And why, Adam? Why is Manticore the tiger famous?
Because
if you walked down the street, if you walked down the street and said to someone, "Oh my God, Manticore the tiger died," they would be like, "I don't know who the fuck that is." But
great.
No, that's Tony the tiger.
Oh, that's Tony. Wait,
but if you walked down the street and said the tiger that bit Roy from Siegfried and Roy died, yes. Then they would go, "Oh, that tiger." So yes, Manticore was the tiger that attacked Roy from Siegfried and Roy. So
that's correct.
So there you go. So Manticore the tiger died. Enter Turniped into the contest and give him $1. But when you write his name on the thing, just make it real staticky.
I will do.
Right, there we go. Hold on. 3, 2, 1. Excellent.
Did we have a title for this show?
We did. Already been done.
Okay. Good. I'm glad we have a title.
It was my turn.
It's a good thing.
My turn. Already been done.
I know, but I didn't know if you forgot.
No, I didn't forget. So there you go. Thank you very much for everyone that called and whatever. Thanks for everyone that wished me a happy birthday. I think I've already said that. And we have to make a phone call. We have to make a phone call to Scott the Satyr. So if you want to hear our phone call to Scott the Satyr and you're not in the chat room listening to our after show after when we do that, then make sure you check out the Satyrsphere podcast and you'll hear it there.
They don't have to listen to any of our phone calls. Or to specifically to the phone call to Scott.
Why?
Because I can tell you exactly what the phone call sounds like.
Okay.
Sounds like clicky.
Dubious Intent was written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
Or go to our newly revised contact page,
or
where you can see that information.
Or go listen to It's All About Me, and they'll call them. And I was going to pimp their podcast and then work in the title. But that's all right. You did it. And when are you leaving?
Friday morning.
Friday morning. So I have to get this thing edited really quickly and get to you by Thursday so that you can post it before you leave.
That's true.
So I have to edit this tomorrow. Wow. Okay. All right. I guess I have to sober up then. Night, chat.
Good night, David.
Yeah, hi, guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. DJ Frankie Knuckles, dead at 59. Bye.
Oh my gosh, Omara, Dynasty. She outlived Dynasty. I didn't watch Dynasty. Did you watch Dynasty? I didn't watch Dynasty. I think I didn't watch Dynasty because wasn't that more like Hollywood-esque? It'd be like today maybe watching The Housewives. Anyway, Dad, Maria, is that her name?
Hi, it's Mags for Celebrity Death Phone. Kate O'Mara, who starred in both Doctor Who and Dynasty, died at the age of 74 today. And she'll be missed. She was a good actress.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Manticore, the white tiger who mauled Roy of Siegfried and Roy fame.